Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Now more from that exclusive interview with Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon. Recently, Gordon joined Vic Wright on Wake Up Wyoming in an exclusive interview. One of the premier topics included the state budget. Gordon's budget has already been cut by 10%. Gordon says to expect a few more cuts. Here is Gordon speaking about the budget.
We did not do a 10% across the board. That was done before. We're just going to reduce everything by 10%. We said to each agency, you need to reduce your budget by 10%. Give us your least impactful cuts that you can make. If that's staffing, take the staffing out. If it's a particular program, I know it's going to hurt, but if we can't afford it, that's one we'll have to look at. When we did that, we actually went back into the Department of Health and the Department of Family Services and restored some of those cuts. So they didn't take the full 10%. Because these are just too impactful on our citizens. But these are the choices that this legislature is going to have to grapple with because, you know, even though we made those cuts and we reduced our budget shortfall from $877 or so million dollars down to $451 in the latest consensus revenue estimating group, we still have WTI that's a little bit below break-even for Wyoming. We all know what's going on in the coal sector. Even though we stepped up to try to intervene in the FTC case to make sure that Arch and Peabody stayed viable in Campbell County, they didn't see it that way. So we know those challenges are still coming.
Gordon also spoke in detail about cuts to education. If you'll recall, Gordon asked the school district to cut its budget by 10%.
And it's actually Campbell County, but a little bit Washakie County that brought those famous cases about education in Wyoming that said, before you do anything else that isn't in the Constitution, you've got to fund education at an equal level. And the big thing for me is if we're going to go back to the court system, I don't want to go back to the court system with the Supreme Court coming back and saying, well, Governor, you didn't obey the law. I don't have the authority to make those cuts in education.
That is your Basin Radio Network news update. For more, go to basinsradio.com.